Happy Sabbath. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to begin today's message with a quote. It's a quote about the model prayer that's also referred to as the Lord's Prayer. The quote says, "The Lord's Prayer is short enough for a child to learn, deep enough for a scholar to spend a lifetime studying, and powerful enough to transform anyone who truly lives it." This quote is attributed to a very famous author, Anonymous. Either Mr. or Ms. Anonymous wrote that quote. I'll read it one more time. "The Lord's Prayer is short enough for a child to learn, deep enough for a scholar to spend a lifetime studying, and powerful enough to transform anyone who truly lives it." Many of us have memorized it. Please turn to Matthew chapter 6. Let's begin just by reading what's referred to as the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer, and then we'll extend. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." When I was studying this, something jumped out at me. There are three separate words that are each mentioned four times. I'll give you a couple of seconds or just think through. What words are repeated four different times? There are three of them. Let's start with what's not there. What words are not mentioned four different times? Well, you could say it's the whole dictionary that's not included, but let's simplify and say the words I, me, and my are nowhere in the Lord's Prayer. What about us, ours, and yours? Four times each. The title, Who is the Us? You're not mentioned in the Lord's Prayer, meaning I, me, or my, but us is mentioned four times. Who is the us? Christ could have easily said, my Father or my God. He said, our God. Please turn to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. And this is what really sparked the idea for this message. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. I'll read the passage, and then I'll share a story that Barclay's commentary highlights about this verse. And then we'll explain a little bit more about who can we consider is the us in the Lord's Prayer. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. I thank my God. So it's okay to pray to my God. The sample prayer is our Father. Here, Paul is saying, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Every time I remember you, I thank my God. Always in every prayer of mine. So when Paul prays, he thanks his God, making request for you all. So the us, in this case, Paul, is praying and giving thanks for you all, being the church back in Philippi, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the part of Philippians I'd like to highlight. But so one consideration for who is the us, Paul would be praying about the us, would be his brethren, the church back in Philippi. But the story that was brought out to this in Barclay's commentary is about a nurse. And this nurse was dealing with a grumpy patient. And this nurse said, if you would pray and consider the hand, here are five different types of people that you can pray about, and that will bring you joy. The very first is the thumb. Think about the thumb as the closest to the body. This is family and friends. In this case, it could be the church. It could be all of you. But so thinking about praying, the thumb could remind us, pray for those that are our loved ones, family, friend, brethren. The pointer finger, the index finger, teachers, guides. You can think about a teacher pointing. If somebody's been a mentor or a guide or a teacher to you, pray for them. Thank them for the help that they've given you. Consider as you grow in expertise and experience, you can be a teacher and guide to help others. But as you're praying about who is the us, part of the us could also be those who have helped teach or guide you or be a mentor. I don't want to over-index on the index, of course. So let's go to point number three. The tallest finger, leaders, VIPs. To highlight this point, just a couple of pages over, 1 Timothy, please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Paul is now writing to Timothy. Therefore, I exhort first of all, or I'm sorry, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Exhort all of you that all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. Are there any disclaimers here that Paul's saying, don't pray for those in authority if you don't agree with them, if you don't like them? Are there any exclusions or exceptions listed? No. But let's think about this. I'll speculate, and I'll take it a step further. I'll make a bold claim. Paul never wore a T-shirt that said, vote for Nero. Nero was the emperor then. So here Paul's saying, respect and pray for all men, for kings and all those in authority. Nero was the emperor. Okay, how could I make such a bold claim? T-shirts weren't manufactured until the late 1890s. So Paul was not wearing T-shirts. Nobody voted for Nero. His mom put him on the throne maneuvering in when his stepfather Claudius died. And finally, Paul would not have agreed with all of the shenanigans that Nero was doing and did. But regardless, Nero was the authority at the time. And Paul says, pray for all men, for kings, for all who are in authority. It can be a little bit difficult. How do you pray for those in authority if you really don't like or agree anywhere around the world? If you continue on, it says, pray that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. So one of the prayers that could be made for all those in authority is that we can then live in a peaceful, godly, reverent life. Also to consider, this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved. So to think that all leaders, if you agree with them or not, are part of God's ultimate plan, we'll all have an opportunity. So as we pray for leaders, a couple of things to think about, and there's no need to get a vote for Nero shirt for yourself or for anybody else. The fourth finger, the ring finger. I didn't realize this. Piano players supposedly state, according to research, it's the weakest finger. I thought the little finger would be the weakest. The fourth finger, according to piano players, is the weakest finger. So as this nurse was explaining to the patient, think about who are the weak, who are the widows of the orphans, who are the sick, who needs extra care, extra blessings with a prayer. That fourth finger can be a nice reminder for that. And then finally, the littlest finger, that could be for ourselves. We do need to pray for ourselves. We should ask for forgiveness. We should ask for guidance. We should ask for things for ourselves too. But I thought it was interesting the way the nurse laid it out. Friends and family and loved ones, teachers, mentors, rulers, weak, and then finally ourselves. So now let's go back to the model prayer, and let's read through the model prayer with this in mind. So back to Matthew chapter 6. And note that it's not something to use vain repetitions for. That's listed up above. So it's not saying exactly what to say, but it's trying to teach how to pray. So let's break this in, and we'll just talk through briefly the Lord's Prayer. What does it start with? First word is our. Our, us, think it's a bigger thing. Christ didn't just say, it's my Father. He said, our. Second, the word Father. What's the most loving, endearing term, one of them that we could think of for God? It's Father. In the Lord's Prayer, it wasn't our omnipotent Creator. That's a very true and true statement. There are many other words that could be used for God, but the word that Christ chose to use in the model prayer was Father. The next section, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Or I have to say, growing up, thinking about this in the King James Version, it's our Father which art in heaven. It just that still seems right. But God's in heaven, hallowed be your name. I did read a while back that somebody thought that when they were little, that this meant that God's name was Harold. Let's be clear. Hallowed is not Harold. Hallowed means holy. So God is holy. So the second part here is hallowed be your name, is thinking about God is holy. I did a search this morning, the 10 different names of God. God Almighty, Creator, Everlasting, all these different names. So as we think about in a prayer, we can also think about, well, what are all the different names of God? What does that mean, and how can that amplify our prayer? The last one I'll share, Jehovah Rapha, R-A-P-H-A. If you know what it means, great. If not, it means the Lord who heals. The next part, your kingdom done, your kingdom come, your will be done. This might be the hardest part, because we would often, I think, want to add, my kingdom come, bring the kingdom for me, and my will be done. Do it my way. I have a friend that said they've written a book, Be Reasonable, Do It My Way. Thy kingdom come, your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. What's not being asked here? Give me a lifetime supply. At least a year. Okay, a month. It's daily. This could be spiritual and physical bread, but it's give us, pray for others and including to ourselves, our daily bread. Daily bread helps create the thought that dependence builds daily trust. Israelites received manna one day at a time. It's spoiled if they try to store it for longer. So dependence doesn't mean weakness necessarily, but it can be faith. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Here it's a really important consideration for our, but in my Bible, I've drawn a circle down to verse 14. So this really amplifies this point. In verse 14, it says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So how strict of a judge would we want God to be for us? If we were coloring a picture, we went outside the lines a little bit. Oh, that's not good. Well, if we want to be forgiven for coloring outside the lines, shouldn't we be having a heart to forgive others? So forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors can also think about receiving grace is connected with extending grace. And we want God to be a kind judge for us. And we should think about how we judge others and how that then can impact relationships. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But life's a spiritual battle. Victory isn't found in self-confidence, but God-dependence. I like the thought of there's past, present, and future all included in the Lord's Prayer. But in the order it's given, it's really present, past, and future. So present is give us the daily bread. That's present. Past, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Future, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then the rousing final stanza, let's say, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The prayer begins with God, it ends with God, and everything in between teaches us to trust God. So today we've learned a bit more about the Lord's Prayer. Four times, ours, us, yours. Zero times, I, me, and my. Paul did pray for the church, to my God, and to pray for the church with joy. We've also learned how a hand can provide a memory device. And I have to say, I'd encourage you to try it. It's helped me a few times just thinking about praying. It's like, well, those close to me, family and friends, brethren, mentors, teachers, leaders, the weak, the afflicted. And oftentimes, if you're praying for somebody, that leads to asking them how they're doing. That can also then lead to action to help that person too. And then we also do need to pray for ourselves as well. So I'd like to conclude with the quote from Mr. or Ms. Anonymous that we started with. The Lord's Prayer. It's short enough for a child to learn, deep enough for a scholar to spend a lifetime studying, and powerful enough to transform anyone who truly lives it.